My favorite player. Let's go Mets. My favorite player of the Mets is Jordy Mclaton. He's number 54, and he is sick.
Go Mets.
Yeah, go Jordy. Go
Mets. You just said something about a good. We say is that a good question? Because you had the answer immediately. I mean, but I guess in a way, in a sense,
that's when a question's good, when I can actually answer it.
Yeah, I just say good question. Yeah, it's like, what is the point? What is the actual parameters of a good question?
For me, it's being able to answer it.
Yeah, no, you would imagine like. I don't know. I guess that's what it's like, oh, good question. Like, it's like, yeah, I get the element. I've never been asked before. If you've never been asked it for before, why are you answering it so well? And then it's like, if it's like they don't have an answer, you're like, yep, that's a good question. They're like, so what is a good question?
Do all dogs go to heaven? That's a good question.
I know now.
Is it gay if we don't look in each other's eyes? That's another good question.
Like what though?
When you're fucking.
All right. Cool. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of I Didn't See It, But I Believe You. I'm Doug.
I'm clean shaven Joel. Sort of. And
this is episode 157. I've never said that. That's always been you.
I know.
First time to say it.
Did it feel good?
Not at all.
It's like very nerve wracking.
Why? You like it's weird because you didn't do it because you're probably that's like a telltale sign that you're over it.
No, I'll be completely honest with you. I'm in so much pain right now, bro. So I was on a ladder.
When you stop doing your duties and like just start phoning in, chances are you just don't want to do this anymore.
No, I love this show. I was looking forward to it all week and last week. I was on a ladder, like 30 feet up in the air, because I'm not allowed to use this machine yet. I've been trained on the machine, but I haven't taken the test to like show that I know how to use it. So I can't use this machine that sends you up in the air and like drives you around. So I have to use a ladder. So I was like 30 feet up in the air, stuck in some shit. And it was very heavy. Big ass bottles of vinegar. Okay, big fucking bottles of vinegar, like cleaning vinegar.
Before you say that, Amanda's walking around spraying vinegar in the air right now. It smells like cat piss.
Ew. We got bottles of that too.
It is cat piss.
Oh, gross.
Spraying all of my personal things with cat piss.
You've never done that?
Got him.
So I was up on this ladder and I thought I could pick it up over my head, the box, and put it on this high shelf. And brother, let me tell you, I got that fucking thing about an inch over my head and felt my back snap. Like I get this lower back, it's something popped. Oh, nice. Very nice.
Yo, I can't hide this one.
So anyway, my back popped and now it hurts so bad when I poop or when I sit. Especially when I poop though.
You made it sound like you're gonna fall off the ladder.
No, because I tried to pick a big ass heavy box over my head and I was bracing myself so I wouldn't fall. And I think that combination just a little too much for my frail bones, bro.
I was lifting up a box and it was so heavy it made my mustache pop off.
Dude, let me tell you what fucking happened with that because this was not on purpose.
You look fucking weird. I mean, I'm not saying I look good.
I'm in that awkward stage now. When it was fully clean shaven, I just looked mad young. But if I want anything back, I got to regrow this fucking thing. So
I like to refer to that as the shit eating grin phase.
Totally. It's I've never thought of a fancy name for when your hair is like that too. But I'd also like to grow my hair out a little bit again. But it looks so fucking dumb for those first few months when you're waiting for it, you know. Especially me with my shrinking.
You're as bald as I am now.
I know. I just want, I don't know. I feel fucking creepy at work because everyone's so much younger than me that I interact with. You know what I mean? Like a lot of the higher ups are my age and shit, but like a lot of the cats I interact with are very young and I just feel creepy because anyway, so I was trimming my mustache and the power went out while I was trimming my mustache, but my batteries were charged. So I was like, fuck it. And I just kept going. But it was dark as fuck. And I thought that I was about to shave a little shadow patch, like a little bit of it off. That was too big. And I went and I felt the I don't know how to explain it. You know, like I saw a dark patch that was too low and I was like, oh, this side's way lower. So I went to shave. It turns out wasn't a shadow, was a shadow though, but was just a shadow of my actual mustache. And I shaved half of it off on accident. And
I've never heard like the Hitler. Expression shadow. I've never heard the expression shadow patch until today.
You guys want to go to the pumpkin patch? No, I've already been to the shadow patch and got a couple shadows.
I've been celebrating the art of shaving for quite some time. I've never heard
shadow patch. This is a good name for a band. It makes my fucking smile look insane. Look at this. I look nuts like Christian Bale in The Machinist.
Yeah, you look pretty weird. That's okay, though. How you been?
Good, man. How have you been? How is your back. Crowbar been?
My back is hurting pretty bad right now. But it's not because of anything other than just being old, I'd imagine.
You might have back cancer. What? You might have back cancer. That's that movie 50-50. His back hurts and he goes to the doctor. The doctor's like, yeah, back cancer.
Dude, I just watched I just watched an interview with Dave Mustaine, and apparently when he found out he had cancer, the doctor walked in and goes, well, it looks like you got the big C. You might want to go to your ENT because it looks like you got the big C. That's how he told him.
Chlamydia? The clap?
And I was like, wait, Crohn's? You're going to the ENT for Crohn's disease?
Is it my Crohn's?
Crohn's is acting up again, and it's making my teeth hurt.
And it's giving me cancer. It gave me the big C. The little C acted up and gave me the big C.
I mean, I really don't understand what Crohn's disease is. God bless. I'm a Yanni baby today.
Yanni, sail away.
Why don't you come give me a bop? Dude, so I'm still blown away that the whole time you're talking about that song Sailing, I was thinking about a totally different song.
I haven't gone back and listened to that episode, mostly because that episode is basically unlistenable. But, and apologies to those of you who fucking tried to listen to it. I know one of you tried to listen to it and were very confused, but that might be on me.
It's our fault because it's like...
It's not our fault. How the fuck are we going to know to comb through every second to make sure our voices line up? Anyway, I don't want to Jesus Christ. I don't want to rant too hard on that. Oh, fuck me. I can't even remember. This was in my headphone ear right now. Silica gel. Why?
Why?
I don't know. It's like in the ear. In here.
I'm tired.
Fuck, man. Me too. I'm seriously fucking tired. Yeah.
You're working on the Lord's Day these days?
Yep. Every single Lord's Day. I only get off Tuesdays and Chin's Days, which is fine. I like my job. It's cool.
When's Chin's Day?
Chin's Day the day after Tuesday?
Why do you call it Chin's Day? It sounds kind of racist.
What? Why? Oh, like Chin Chan? No, bro, like this Chin. Chin Chan. Chin Chan.
I don't have anything to talk about.
I have a couple things. No, it's cool. Well, this is going to be a shorter episode anyway.
I do. I have an unboxing for the episode.
Oh, yeah? Well, okay. So we should just go ahead and let everybody know. This is going to be a shorter episode anyway because I have to give the computer away in like 42 minutes or some shit like that.
Joel sold his computer on Craigslist to pay rent this month.
They're
going to
be here really soon. They're going to be pissed when they see I haven't even unplugged anything yet. Dude, do you want to unbox? What do you got?
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty upset. I was kind of upset with Amanda because she already did an unboxing. I'm like, I was unboxing that for the show. So anyways, so still reading Area 51. That book is not hard to read at all. It's actually quite entertaining. But it is just a big book.
Yeah, it is
big book.
Thick.
And so I'm busy boy. Busy boy. No time reading big book. So I'm just trying to get like a chapter in a day now. But I was like, you know what? 'Tis the season. Fall is on September 22nd, which is in a couple of days.
I thought Thursday it was September 2nd. No, I thought we were in fall. Okay.
You're wrong. And you're so wrong. To get into the spirit of things, you know, because fall brings everybody's favorite holiday, Halloween, and
that's
stuff.
Right. That's right. That's
right. So, one of my favorite, like, so everybody doesn't know, I started watching horror films when I was 30 years old. That's like, right?
For me, it feels like, and I'm not going to derail this, but for me, it feels like the first time you actually were openly watching them was not Hellraiser, but the Evil Dead remake. I remember you were pretty amped up for that, and we were all very surprised.
So no, well, I always like the Evil Dead. It's like campy stuff I can handle pretty well. Now and like, but Hellraiser's always been like my favorite because a bunch of fucking perverts just fucking each other up and just wanking it.
It's true, right? Lots of wanking.
So that, so who, those don't know, Hellraiser is actually based off of a novella written by the same person that created. Did you hear that?
Yeah, the whole fucking podcast heard it. Sounds like a ghost is getting destroyed back there. Holy shit. Somebody fucking killed a ghost.
Yeah, I like, I'm like,
that scared me. It scared me, bro.
For those don't know, that the movie Hellraiser was the screenplay, I believe screenplay and directed by Clive Barker. And that whole entire book is based off of a novella, which is a short novel by the same author, Clive Barker, that was written a year before, or released, published a year before, known as The Hellbound Heart. And it's a quick read, apparently.
You just blew my fucking mind. I didn't know he directed it. Yeah. What the fuck? Okay. Yeah.
So. So I didn't unbox it, but this is I'm about to blast this bad boy.
Fuck yeah!
I went to a local bookstore. They just didn't have it, so it's out of print.
I've got my copy on eBay right now for $50.
Well, right now, not $50. So yeah, so and here's Clive Barker on the back.
Someone creepy motherfucker, dude. He reminds me a lot of Todd McFarlane.
And so, like, so yeah, I'm really excited just to blast through this. And it's like, you
know, fucking brutal, Doug. It's fucking brutal.
Looking forward to it. And with that said, Frank, I think it's pretty much spot on with the movie, right?
It is very close to the movie. Although the movie kind of like sets things up a little bit differently. While we're on the
With that said, Clive Barker also got into the realm of video games. Probably 20 years ago.
Fuck! I forgot about this.
Behind a game called Jericho. Dude, it was so bad that we couldn't even get past like the first 30 minutes of the play.
I will never forget that shit. And looking at you playing that and thinking to myself, if this is the future of video games, we're fucked. This is the worst.
Yeah, because they push it. Like they pushed it pretty hard.
They made it sound like that shit was gonna slap, bro.
So, but with that said, I think about that game all the time to the point where I think I'm going to get it again. Like now that Game Pass and everything exists, just to play it all the way through.
I feel like being able to see in that first level would make a huge difference. Cause remember you're like in the dark with a flashlight or some shit in that first one. And it's like so fucking hard to even tell what's going on. I feel like with a 4K TV and you just jack that fucking brightness up. That's how I've been cheating games a little bit. A lot of these horror games, I'm not gonna lie, man, they fucking freak me out, bro. Cause you have to get so involved and like look so deeply at the screen while you're playing, and they really are starting to make some pretty freaky ass games and shit. So what I'll do is when they cut all the lights off in a game, I just hit the menu and turn the brightness on my TV up to 100 so that you can't hide from me, motherfuckers. And I see all the bad guys in the room and shit.
So we're just going to go ahead and go with it. So here's Clive Barker, Wikipedia on it. So it's Clive Barker, Jericho, horror first-person shooter video game produced by Clive Barker. The game was released by Microsoft Windows, PlayStation 3, Xbox 360 in 2007. So that's 2007 when we got that, when I got that.
Yep.
And and it's funny because you're like toting the line about it, and I'm like, I'm going to get it. And you're like, okay. And you're like, let me spend the fuck. Well, how much were games back then? $45?
$45, $50, something like that. Yeah.
I mean, the characters are like, you know, pretty set up and everything. I don't know. It had potential to be a great, great, great game, but it obviously felt.
I think
felt
it had the flat. Potential to be a great book or movie, and he was like, "We can make this a game," and that's probably where it's trying to get that
market because 2007, like you know, the market like for video games was you know, the Wild West in a way.
Truly was. Have you seen this young lady?
No.
This is your new pinhead for Hellraiser's Hulu. It will be released on. October 7th, word on the street is it is fucking amazing. They went hard R and have been very open that they are trying to stick as closely to Hellbound Heart as they can, which is why she's a girl. It's why she's a girl. Because in the book, you will see she's sort of gender neutral, but leaning towards a girl. Yeah.
So, like, but with that said, like, it's a remake or is it a series?
No, it's a movie. It's a reboot. Right there. Yeah, it's a reboot. But meant to skew closer to the book, which does take some different turns than the movie for sure.
Interesting. With that said, so I'm really excited. Is Joel, is there anything else you wanted to add to this plate of
for the Hellraiser? Nah.
Is finality a real word? Did I just coin that? Finality. Doug
finality Blank, or finality?
Fun.
Oh no, but finality is what, like the finalness. What's in there? An Amazon?
Making sure my address is on. I remember that one time I exposed all my personal information. Thank God I don't live there anymore. Anybody knows what I'm talking about, I don't live there anymore.
Caroline posted our goddamn VPN or our goddamn IP address, our address, and our full name on her very first stream. I ran in there and was like, turn the fucking computer off.
It's impossible to see those two, just so y'all know.
Anyway, I deleted that video. It's impossible to see it.
So strangely, I do like to go to our local bookstore, our neighborhood bookstore, which is a place Joel used to work at. But they didn't have this either, and I knew this was going to be a hard one to find. But you know, the power of the internet and Amazon, Jeff Bezos, you know, get you whatever you fuck you want.
Bezos don't even own that place no more, boy. Oh, really? Nah, he left. Oh, shit. God damn, you got a Bible? I could have given you a Bible, bro. Fuck. This motherfucker ordered an almanac and shit.
That was going to be a squeezer.
All you know eight what I mean? Harry Potter books in one. What is it?
Okay, this is called The Devil is a Gentleman.
What the fuck is that? Who's Dennis Wheatley?
It's the life and times of Dennis Wheatley. I have no idea. And what so the made reason
you buy that?
Good question. So there's a video of Christopher Lee, who played the bad Gandalf in the Lord of the Rings, and he played the bad Jedi in Star Wars.
And Dracula.
Does everybody know Christopher Lee?
Yeah, I hope so. Fuck, I hope so.
You say ejacula?
That's sick as fuck, bro. We should start a fucking porno metal band called Ejacula. That's nasty cool, dude. I love that.
Yeah, let's do it. Our new band, Ejacula.
Yo, you heard it here first. Sick as fuck, dude.
We are Ejacula.
Like that's you said, on the t-shirt, like, bro. I'm going to have a t-shirt made by tomorrow. That's fucking sick. I'll do it in the Carnifex logo. I'll do it like in the Carnifex font so you can't really even tell what it says. You got to get real close to be like, Ejacula.
Ejacula. Dude, that's tight. I'm in.
Featuring Carnifex. I'm serious, no, I'm seriously fucking about it, bro. It's porno metal. All
right, so this is him. Everybody doesn't know. Did you know that? So this is Christopher Lee. I watched an interview with him. And apparently when he was younger, he was known for doing a lot of like, you know, spookier films, things along the lines of the occult.
He was a Dracula.
He was a Sauron. Dracula. You know, he did a lot of stuff. And so he always, and like, so like the interview is like, so yeah, you're known for your vast personal library of the occult. He's like, I don't have a vast library. He like straight up shuts it down. He's like, it's not true. I don't have a vast library of the occult. And he's like, I have 5 books. And he's like, and so he just kind of goes through, he even says like, be careful with the occult because you'll not only lose your mind, you'll lose your soul. And he's like, the only books that he's ever really read was, God bless the, he said the other one, I can't remember. I got it in my notes, but he also said, but one of the ones he said, he goes, and of course the devil is a gentleman. And this is the book he was talking about. And like,
That fucker is heavy.
Yeah, and no, and then I got the other one. I do have the other one. I do. It's on my Audible. Hold on. No, but anyways, that's the one I wanted to. I got it because I thought it was going to be easy to read, but that's definitely not going to be easy to read.
This motherfucker ordered a tome.
So, but the other one that I got Audible on Audible because there's one that Christopher Lee actually reads, and this is the other one that he mentioned that he in that interview. And I'll post that interview in our in the comments or in our description.
Do that. Actually, I want to let everybody know from here on out, regardless of whether the video works or the screen sharing works, you know, we may have issues as we go through this with Riverside and try to get on board with it and get it all going. But what we'll start doing is leaving links to at least something that'll take you towards the stuff we talked about, right? So like we'll put an article in about Hellraiser and we'll put a fucking link to Jericho shit. Or we'll do all that shit for you guys, for both of you.
Yep. Yeah, for all two of you. The Devil Rides Out. This is a Dennis Wheatley book. And I started listening to this and it's Christopher Lee, the same guy we just talked about. And it's freaking pretty cool.
Christopher Lee reading it or what?
Yeah, it's him reading
it. Oh, that's dope. You know, did you know about Christopher Lee before you listened to that interview?
I mean, I knew him from as an actor. That's about it.
Do you know of his music?
No.
Dude put out a metal album like 5 years ago. Dead ass fucking serious. And it's all about being a wizard and shit. It's crazy. Sick as fuck, though.
What's it called?
I'm looking it up right now. And, oh, dude, this is a good day because all day long I was like so excited to see you. And just like I was so ready to get out of work so we could do this. And because today was nuts, the amount of shit that happened in the world today. I got so much shit. Christopher Lee band. Why the fuck?
Something wrong in the world today.
What's the song? Okay. It's called The First Night of Heavy Metal. It's called Christopher Lee. Hold on. I'm pulling it up on the screen here. Bingo. Here we go. Bing bong. I've been saying that so much, bro. And apparently it might be racist. So I'm going to stop saying it.
Dude.
Okay, look at the screen. I just like, rolled through this. That's the album cover.
Oh, that's fucking metal as fuck.
It's Charlemagne. So sick. The king of sword and cross.
Is it bad luck to like flip through a book before you actually read it?
No. What do you think this is? The Puritan fucking 1718-1705?
Look at that.
Oh, that's sick as fuck. What's she doing? Just partying? So they had to tie her down so she wouldn't party too hard?
What?
Or am I just looking at that wrong?
Your imagination just ran wild, dude.
Okay. While this is up on the screen, I want to talk about this for a second. I'm going to stop sharing, though. I recommend everyone into music to go and find this YouTube channel called Todd in the Shadows and subscribe so that you can check out all of this series of videos called Train Records. Okay, Doug, if I asked you what you thought the most career, like definitive career ending album was, what's the first record that comes to your mind? We're talking albums so bad it just ends the band.
The second album, Days in the New.
Damn, dude, he's not covered that yet, but that's a good one. What the fuck? Oh, wow. He's probably never even heard of Days of the New. Oh, man, I'm sure he has. That's obscure. What's that record called?
Is it?
I mean, now, it's obscure, Days of the New.
I
to be obscure.
I mean, I didn't.
If it's obscure, it's because the album was so bad that it took away their career, right?
I mean, I was just a huge fan of them when they first came out. And the next album, their second album was called... I don't know, dude.
Okay, well let me get you hip to this then. Okay, so I'll just pull him back up because I want to specifically talk about a few of these. I'm obsessed with this channel. He goes very deep into explaining what.
That's the Days of the New album, the original one in 1997 with Touch, Peel, Sand, and Shelf in a Room. That's there. That was called Yellow. The one that came out in 1999, the sophomore album, was called or referred to as Green. And the one that came out in 2001 was referred to as Red. There you go.
Damn, they were really trying to be Weezer out here, not sounding like Weezer. Interesting. Weezer fucking sucks too. Just to let everybody know, in case you didn't know, that band fucking sucks.
Dude, fucking Blue Album and fucking
Blue Album and Pinkerton rule. But those came out 30 years ago. It's over. Yeah. Weezer sucks. That dude, they just put out what was that Van Halen shit they put out, dog, during COVID? We were listening to that.
They're all old and like they do it for their kids and like
fuck their river, kids.
River Wibble, freaking
Wibble from Harry. Wibble from Weasel and his kids.
Quantum Theory, whatever the hell his name is, he went to Harvard.
Yeah, I remember. Or wasn't it Yale? I just remember he was such a dick about that. Oh, what up, King Joffrey? What a sweet boy. Okay, so let me draw your attention to the ones that I've... Because he goes deep on these fucking things. And this is like truly... it's interesting because like there's a lot of albums on here that I remember coming out, but I just paid them no mind. And I realized that the reason I've never gone back to them is because these people disappeared after that. So specifically, Generation Swine by Motley Crue. Something very interesting about this record. It is the only Motley Crue record I have ever heard. I've heard the hits, but I've never listened to a record of theirs front to back besides this because I had it from BMG Music in that box where they send you 12 CDs. We needed a 12th CD. Me and Galloway needed a 12th CD, so we got this. And I fucking hated it then, and I went back and watched this video. It's even worse than I remembered. It's their take on grunge, okay? It's 95? Okay, way too late for Motley Crue to be dropping a record, right? They replaced Vince Neil with that other singer for a little while, right? Okay, but people were like, we want Vince Neil, or like somebody was like, we want Vince Neil, and Tommy Lee was like, I fucking want to be Tommy Lee again. And actually, if you watch that Pam and Tommy show, apparently they talk a lot about this record in that show, but we stopped watching that before that episode, so I'm not sure. But they were very upset that Nevermind and 10 or whatever that Pearl Jam record's called, had sort of like stolen their thunder. So they were like, we've got to make a fucking alternative grunge record, bro. So they do it, okay? And the first couple of songs kind of slap. They're pretty good, like, indications that they at least were listening to the correct, like, grunge and alternative sounds, okay? And then here comes Vince fucking Neil singing like it's Motley Crue from 84, and this record gave me a fucking headache in like 30 seconds last night, dude. Think of Nirvana if Vince Neil's walking in the back going, and it's in so nuts, dude. And so I encourage you to watch that one. I also, if you just want to have a laugh, tough break for him, but I highly encourage watching Will and Smith's Lost and Found, where they were desperately trying to figure out how to keep his rap relevant. There's songs on here that are gangster. There's songs that are like churchy. There's a song where he's like, fuck God. These songs are crazy. They're unlistenable. It's just
going through it.
It's so good. Saint Anger video, hysterical. But if you've seen the Monster documentary, not really worth watching. It's just really good. And I very, very much implore everyone to check it out. Let's move on to the big news of the day.
Let's go.
Been waiting to just be able to even say this.
Yeah, let's hear it.
This morning at midnight, somebody went and leaked a screenshot from what they claimed was Grand Theft Auto 6. Mm-hmm. Everybody was very skeptical. This happens all the time. In case you didn't remember, Grand Theft Auto 5 came out in 2013. And we have not gotten a lick of new game since, which sucks because when I was in high school, we got 5 of those fuckers just when I was in high school. Anyway,
so like people still play 5, right?
Yeah, they just re-released 5 for like the 6th time on PlayStation 5. And I bought that shit like a sucker. But that being said, we have been desperately trying to figure out what the next game is. Is it going to be back in Vice City? Is it going to this and that? Whatever. So there has been a ton of leaks and rumors and shit, and none of it's panned out ever. It's always been bullshit. So last night, this dude said he's got the screenshot. He posted up. It looks fine or whatever, and it could totally be Grand Theft Auto, but everybody's very skeptical. So he then goes, and between the hours of midnight and 4 a.m., dumped 90 gameplay videos, debug test, the source code for Grand Theft Auto 5 and 6, screenshots, all kinds of shit. And then sold the source code for $50,000 on Discord. This is the most monumental gaming leak in history. You can go on many different websites right now and find almost 100 gameplay videos for a game that hasn't even formally been announced. A game a decade in the making.
Why would somebody do that?
Because it's, you know, they're a bad person. They're a bad person. And this will likely cause the game to be delayed even more as they scramble to fix the source code and figure out who the leaker is. But, I mean, as an outsider who just, like, my only attachment to this is I would eventually like to play the game. It's fascinating to watch. This is a crime. That kid, he's 18, apparently, and Buddy's going to prison. This is massive. And so, no, it's fine.
Go ahead.
what we've uncovered in the game, or what we believe we've been able to put together by what's been leaked, is pretty staggering. And I think it's important. And I was saying this earlier to some buddies. I think it's important that, like, if we're going to talk about this and if we're going to, like, show people and stuff, we, like, remember that this likely fucked over a lot of people. And also remember that, like, if you were making something, you very much would not want somebody's opinion on it before it was finished. And you would likely be very embarrassed to have to, like, explain away things that are, to you, just things you would leave in place while you're working, but to other people may come across as, like, stupid or ugly or whatever because they don't know how you're making it. So I understand all that, and I do sympathize with them. That being said, we can look at what's there and then look at the rumors and the leaks that have happened over the past few years that, you know, may have had some grains of truth in them and kind of match them up to what's been leaked officially. So yeah. Many years ago, like two or three at this point, it was pretty heavily reported that the rumored title for the working, like for the devs version of the game was called Project America. And so the initial rumor was, huh, I wonder if this will take place across the whole America and that's why it's taken so long. Well, there are straight up folders in that leak called Project America. And in the videos and screenshots, they're in Liberty City, Vice City. There's one that looks like Vegas. They're in the desert. One, like, it bizarrely looks like you might get to go all over America for real. That's interesting and would explain why it's taken a decade to make. Second thing is that it's a Bonnie and Clyde story. It's you and a girl, or a guy and a girl, and you're going across the country of America committing crimes and shit. Someone leaked an entire mission with full dialogue and fucking everything. And it's basically a shot for shot, or not shot for shot, but a recreation of the Pulp Fiction Be Cool Honey Bunny scene. Like that robbery. You rob a diner. Dude, this game looks amazing. It like got my dick hard immediately, bro. I ejaculated all over it.
Show me.
Mm-hmm. I got you, bro. I forgot we could do that. Bear with me while
I'm at your wiener.
Oh, wait. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to show you on here because if those videos get struck, it'll just lose the podcast. So you can find all this very easily.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure.
I guess I really
I was told that I say for sure a lot.
You don't.
I went to Iron Maiden Tuesday with Joe.
Tell us about it.
They kicked ass. They kicked ass. But
I heard Trivium was not very good.
No, they're very good. You just have to like Trivium.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. I heard Trivium was Trivium. That's very. They must feel fucking awesome that they get to do that, though. Props to them. That's dope. They've been around a long time. They're just not for me.
If you're a fan of Trivium, that's probably, you know, you probably just saw a really good Trivium show. I mean, they were fucking. They sounded
for sure.
Great.
For sure.
No way around it.
They're no Volbeat.
Cool. We'll beat on these nuts.
Oh, D in the dicks.
Dude, I'm not one to really bash on bands, especially ones that are like being hyper successful. It's like you earn that.
It's true.
Dude, putting Volbeat before on the Slipknot tour when I went and saw them and have them right before Slipknot. I mean, opening was Behemoth and then Gojira and then fucking Volbeat. I mean, talk about a fucking Vol beat my brains to fucking death. Talk about Vol beat my ass to fucking jelly.
Talk about jerk off instructions, right? Am I right? Pull your dick out front row.
Dude, it was so bad. And anyways, I actually felt, you know, you have that sense of pity for him, you know. It's like, because they don't, it's like, you know, I don't think anybody they realize that everybody
wasn't feeling it. Not, it's a weird tour to have. It's a weird tour to have them on to begin with. It's an even weirder place on the on the bill to have them.
But dude, I headbutted the living shit out of a railing, headbanging. There's like yellow spot on my head now. And Joe came, and then walking back. Right? Yeah,
was he surprised?
Hell yeah, we had a blast.
Fuck yeah!
And so like, dude, we're going nuts, and the like, you know, and we had a.
Yeah, had good really seats. Great
seats. Yeah, really good seats. And so everybody else around us, they're like, you know, they're all dressed really nice and like there's like
not
what
Doug.
Is going on?
Not Doug.
And they straight up told me and Joe was like, we had so much fun watching y'all have fun.
Fuck yeah, like, dude. I wonder if they've ever had fun.
No, yes, they definitely do. But it's just but at the same time, just like, what were y'all doing? Because they're in front of everybody. Like I was like climbing over the seats and stuff. Me and Joe are going ape.
There's got to be a ton of videos of you.
Yeah, they start sending them to us. I haven't watched any. But, like, and so, Joe. Oh, man. I don't even know. Dude, we had a blast. But, anyways, Iron Maiden came out. They just came out the new album, and it's, like, it's inspired by, like, Bushido. Japanese samurai warrior culture and everything. These dudes came out, and I don't know if y'all have ever seen Maiden, but their sets is like, their sets are stunning. The way they change their sets and wardrobe throughout the show is amazing.
One of the best shows I've ever seen, for sure.
But dude, Bruce Dickinson comes out wearing a freaking kimono and he has a top knot. like samurai battles and stuff while they're freaking, and Eddie comes out as a giant samurai.
I saw that shit was fucking dope.
It's badass. So I'm like, but at the same time, I'm like, I wonder if they like just like posted on their Twitter, like, hey, Japan, is this cool?
Well, Japan would never care. Japan would be fine with it. It'd be everybody over here that would fucking care.
No, I know. It's just so funny though. I was like, right, because we're all like a bunch of white dudes just like watching, like,
Rastai! Japan! Chin Chan.
No, but it was fucking dope, dude. No, I mean, it was a beautiful set. And then, but Bruce Dickinson, dude, fucking, you've seen him live.
Yes, sir.
And this dude fucking ripped, dude. Walking back to the show, or walking back to the other side of town.
You see Alex Jones this time?
Remember, was he there?
Dog, we walked in next to him.
Screw it. I'll tell you. I mean, the other part of the story I was going to tell you, it's not even really that. It's not the greatest. And, or we'll save it for another one. But, like, dude. And I was, like, telling everybody the stories about when we went, and nobody cared. Nobody cared. I was like, man, we had so much fun.
And so, I bet you were like, we were getting beers, and we were in line for, like, an hour. And then we swear to God, we thought we heard him playing. I ran
to my cousin in the parking lot, and I didn't know that he was my cousin. That was a good day. No, but they rip, man. So if y'all have the opportunity to see them, oh, guess where Iron Maiden's not going?
Dallas,
Japan. Oh, fuck. Oh, you want to see the shirt I got?
Yeah, bust it out.
All right,
I'll talk to the peeps while you're gone. So Caroline's got a bunch of tapes up here that she like shows off or whatever. Do you guys remember? Fuck, man. Jesus, Caroline. Do you guys remember when this happened? Alien Autopsy. What's this cat's name? Jonathan Frakes from Star Trek and Beyond Fact or Fiction or whatever. Hosted it. I believe it was on Fox, man. Maybe even like ABC, but it was on like a real, like, you know, channel everybody had. And they fucking perform an autopsy. Fuck, it's hard to show stuff on here. An autopsy on an alien. But dude, like, this is a fucking creepy little video, man. And when I was a kid, you know, I didn't think it was real, but I thought it was real. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to say I didn't think it was real, but like, I for sure thought this shit was real.
What is it?
This is that shit they aired on Fox back in the 90s. Alien Autopsy. Remember where they did an autopsy on the alien? Bro, this shit is for... Bro, that scared me. We were talking about aliens and you were like... And a giant alien cock hit you in the mouth and you sucked it. Oh, word? Yo, scary, that's right? Sick as hell, dude. It's got some, what's that creature from Ghostbusters?
The Terror Dog?
Yeah, it kind of has that vibe going.
Legacy of the Beast?
Oh, fuck. Hey, hold on real quick.
Yeah.
It's super cool, dude, so
as you can see on the back,
hey, where we went is right here.
And then, as you can see, they did not go to Japan. I don't know. I'm not here to. But anyways, they're fucking Maiden. They can do whatever the fuck they want. But look at that. That is.
Is he breaking through a church?
My titties are gonna look so good in this.
Yeah, that's sick. Definitely cool.
Yeah, they had like this crazy thing. And they did like, dude, they had like when this guy came out. Oh, dude, it was fucking tight. Dude, yeah, and they played Hallowed Be Thy Name, so I've seen every single song that I've ever wanted to see Maiden play live now.
Oh, yeah, they didn't play that at our show.
Yeah. I don't even know what that is, you fucker.
I'm just, hey, man, I'm spitballing here. Did you see that?
Spitballing?
Did you see that? I'm snowballing. It's when you come in somebody's mouth and then you make out with them. Oh, speaking of snowballing, I saw Clerks 3. And I'm not going to give a review on it, but I am going to say that it's miles better than anything Kevin Smith has made in probably 20 years. It's
Good to know.
It's beautiful. I cried so hard, and so did the whole theater. Aww. And no, I did not see that coming. I was high as a fucking kite when I got to that movie, Doug. My plan was to be high as a fucking kite and just listen to jokes about dicks and people saying fuck a lot. And you know what happened? I cried 20 minutes into the movie and didn't stop crying for like an hour. It's a sad fucking movie, man. It's very heartfelt. It's actually way more a dramedy than a comedy.
Well, with that said, you did say we're gonna have a short episode, and I know you got the clock's ticking. You want to get out of here? Yeah,
we got a little bit more time, unless you really if you need to go, we can go for like another 10, 15 minutes. She's in the hear her getting ready.
Good. I just want
to
make sure you're not. I really love.
She's taking her sweet time a little bit to help us out. She's getting ready right now.
I just really like my favorite pizzas in town. Favorite pizza is actually my favorite pizza in town right now, and they're a Mets bar. It's my Mets shirt. We just had family lunch.
What is your favorite pizza in town?
Favorite pizza. It's called Favorite Pizza.
Oh shit! I thought you went to Home Slice.
Home Slice is definitely up there as well. But and with that said, Samitaro, if you get a whole pie, Samitaro is definitely the best pie in town. There's no way around it. They don't do by the slice, though. So with that said, what was I going to tell you?
Can we talk about Crowbar?
What about it?
It's insane that that happened. Who hasn't been there? All of us loved that bar.
Hey, seriously, fucking...
Crowbar burnt down last night.
Yeah, thank you. It's like burned down. It's like one of those bars that's been around forever off South Congress.
It's a fucking staple.
Yeah, everybody's been there, and dude, reading that this morning, it was like really, really sad. And
dude, the videos come out crazy. The video's crazy. It looks like an actual fucking like five alarm blaze, bro. Like what?
Yeah. Well, the KXAN came out and pretty much said that it is arson, and there's like a bunch of other places that and like lots and other buildings and abandoned buildings that were getting burned out through the night.
So
that's terrible. Whoever did that should be, when they get caught, I mean, just
I
pay the price.
I very much wonder if it's going to end up being somebody who is on the streets already, maybe not mentally stable. The video, there's audio on the video. Did you see that? So the flower shop has audio on their video. There's a flower shop next door. And he was in their parking lot. He walked up to Crowbar and it was closed. And on the video, you can hear him say, "Oh, the bar is closed. I could really use a drink." And then he immediately starts trying to light bushes on fire. Then he disappears and then the fire starts. So it's got to be the same guy. Crowbar did a really decent job of trying not to accuse that person directly. They were like, it may not be that person, but that person was talking about burning shit down, and then this burned down. So, but that's...
Oh, that's pretty good. That's a good starting point.
Yeah. That sucks, man.
It's horrible. I feel terrible for him, man. And it's, I obviously make a living in that industry, and it's something that I don't want to see anybody that go through. And I feel just terrible for them, man.
Yeah, it sucks. So,
I mean, like, because that's all we can do, like the whole thoughts and prayers thing is like, what the fuck?
I'm not going to think about it or pray about it after this at all, but I did want to bring it up. Not to be like callous, but that's as far as I can go with this. It's just bringing it up.
I'm in the industry and I'm in town. So, I mean, I'm sure there'll be something to figure. There'll be something that will happen to help benefit all the people like Crowbar.
I would assume there's a GoFundMe already. If there's not one, there's going to be one by tomorrow morning.
I'm sure if any of them look for jobs, if they hear this, if anybody told them, like, I'm pretty sure they can reach out to me and I can help out in any way I can.
Speaking of fire, I know it's a terrible segue, but I got these candles and I wanted to show them earlier. I'm sorry. They were sitting next to me and I wanted to show them earlier. So I have to say it.
It's just callous because you don't like, you don't have like a real life.
Dude, I feel awful that happened. I just really did want to talk about these candles because I have something to say about them. Whatever. So,
are you talking about these candles?
Yeah. So they're supposed to smell. I'm obsessed with candles. I spend way too much money on candles. I am a 17-year-old girl in Bed Bath & Beyond the first time when you're getting a dorm. I love candles.
Hey, bring me the boob candle.
Oh, hell yeah. So these are supposed to smell like cereal and milk when you burn them. They do not.
What does milk smell?
They do not. This one smells insane. I've got this one going in the bedroom right now. It smells insane. This one smells like I think they actually, this one is the smell of dead bees, not Cheerios. And the Lucky Charms one, what do you think the smell of the Lucky Charms one is, Doug? The marshmallows? You'd be wrong. Potatoes. It's the brown pieces. It smells like the brown pieces. Why? Why?
You're going to say, like, you're going to say something really like anti-Irish, like potatoes or like.
It smells like whiskey. Potatoes. It's so weird.
Smells like potato whiskey.
Oh, hey, man, I had an awful joke right then, and I'm just going to swallow it because you already are mad at me.
No, you can do it. I think it's time.
We're talking about Irish people, right?
Show the nuts and the customers who you really are.
I'll show y'all who I really am. You want to see who I really am? You want to see who I really fucking... What would you do if I pulled my dick out and it was, like, really small, but it was black? what would your first comment be like? Damn.
What's the name of your wiener?
Mine?
Yeah.
I never really did that.
Same.
I never did
mine's,
it.
Mine's LBD.
Little Big
Little
Dick.
Black Duck.
Little Big Dick. What's that fucking movie where he rattles? Oh, Varsity Blues. Dawson's like,
hey, boob candle, please.
Boob, mom, the boob candle, fuck.
Someone get up again.
How about them fucking Mets, bro? With Carlico Sandoval out there. That was crazy. Did you see that?
What? How do you know about any of this?
What? I watch baseball religiously, bro.
I don't think you said the wrong name. It's,
no, Hernandez hit it over to Carlico, and he jumped up with the backboard, grabbed in his hand, and he threw up all over the people in that fucking entire row. It was insane. It's everywhere today. It was all over sports TV last night.
He threw up over people?
Of the whole row. Carlico, Sandoval. He jumped up and grabbed the ball that Hernandez hit out in the bottom of the third.
What the? Somebody threw up in a Mets game?
Yes, all over an entire row. Carlico, Sandoval, when Hernandez hit it up in the bottom of the third, and he reached up and grabbed it. You fucking watch baseball? Shit was all over sports TV.
Who the fuck is Carlico Sandoval?
He's the guy that Hernandez clocked it out to, bottom of the third. He jumped up and grabbed it, threw up in the entire row because he was feeling sick.
Who is Carlico?
He's right field on the Mets.
The Pirates cleared the bench today. That's not it.
When Carlico puked on him. No, this was a few games ago. If you go to sportstv.com and just type in Carlico puke.
Carlico puke.
I'm just kidding, bro. I made all that up. That's not even a real name. Me and you say this to each other a lot, and this isn't like a hot take or anything. Everyone knows this, but God damn it. If the funniest person on the planet's not Theo Von.
Dude,
the man,
it's insane.
The man opens, he breathes jokes. It's absolutely ridiculous, bro. He never says something with, okay, there's this old Family Guy joke from probably season one where they're talking about how they can't take Peter to a movie because he'll talk during it, and it cuts to him in a theater and they're watching Philadelphia, that movie where Tom Hanks gets AIDS, and it's Tom Hanks on the screen all shriveled up, and he goes, "Oh, Tom Hanks, big, funny guy. Everything he says, the stitch." And then it cuts to him going, "I have AIDS." And Peter's like, "Ha, ha, ha," or whatever. But that's how Theo is. Everything he says, I'm weeping over, bro. He never says anything that's not at least tinged with some very funny shit.
Yeah, man. And he's such a relatable guy as well, because he says things that nobody else is saying, and he says them in ways that you would never in a million years imagine to say it. But the things he's talking about, they're so relatable.
For the most part, dude. For every joke about him jerking off to his fat friend's tits, there's like, that's one of the funniest things I've ever heard. But the funnier shit to me is that one where he's like, dude, this shit killed me, because Diaz is really funny in this clip too. He's talking to Joey Diaz, and he's like, He goes, yeah, there was this guy who for $5, he would spit acid. He would take a hit of acid and spit in your mouth. And Joey Diaz is like, or it's $4. And Joey Diaz is like, why the fuck would you do that? And Theo goes, because we didn't have it. And he, fucking Joey goes, oh, you didn't have the $4? What the fuck, Joey? Oh, fucking, that's only funny if you're watching it. But God damn it, like those, some of those guys are fucking sharp, bro. They're quick.
Dude, it's pretty crazy. And like when he talks about when he was a kid and like that one kid that can draw vaginas, yes, and he would pay, they would all pay him for the weekend. He's like, he left about fucking $60 to enjoy the weekend.
Fuck. Every Friday. It says, when I was in high school, my favorite kind of weed was cocaine. What the fuck is wrong with them, dude?
He said that there's a rumor. He talked about the rumor that he has Down syndrome. That everybody said he had Down syndrome and that he beat it. He's like, and they're like, wow. It's like, wow. It's like, right on. He's like, I'm happy for you. He goes, yeah, me too. Cause I didn't even know. Cause I didn't start that rumor. It's like, everybody said that. He's just like so serious when he says it.
Did she bring that fucking candle or do I have to go over there myself, bro? Where is that candle? Get that candle.
Off of this candle.
So if you like my shirt, this is my Dumb and Dumber shirt. You can find it on my website. The link is in my Instagram bio. It's pretty tedious to say it out loud. You're not going to write it down or remember it. So my Instagram will have the link and you can grab this and many others. Wow. You said boob. Oh, what? Don't ever burn that. That'll be so sad to lose. Who made it? Who made it? It's true. I don't know who the fuck that is. Drew? Who the fuck is Drew? Do you guys know who Drew is? Why am I talking like this?
What's those?
Hey, wait! Before you, wait! Who is Drew?
My friend. Oh, I wanted to burn that. I wanted to burn it to bless some motherly hips that have fallen into my life.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Make her too fertile.
Did y'all know that McDonald's supports the police state? With Mayor McMuffin over here, whatever the fuck he's called. I looked up, do you know how old Bruce Dickinson is off the top of your head?
63.
65. Really close, though. 64. Damn. Who do you think the oldest person you know is? Like, dead ass. I was just thinking, like.
No, I have no idea. That's a good question. I know old people.
But, like.
I've been around old people.
Okay, let me ask you a question. At what point do you stop going, okay, and like, this is not to disrespect the elderly or whatever, even though this is largely all your fucking fault, but I like the elderly. Oh, I see that cat doing things in the reflection. I can see the cat doing like, things God in the reflection. Like, are you about to get attacked? Is that a cheetah?
Jesus fuck. She's fucking shit up.
What is happening? Because, like, okay, there's a period of for most people, for some people, for the majority of people you come across, there are some cool old people, but for a lot of times, it's after, like, 75 to, like, 86 or 88, they're kind of, like, just not dope to be around as much, just because, like, they're not, like, really trying to do too much, and also, like, this sounds horrible. What I'm saying is, at what point do old people snap into that, like, well, I'm 120, I'm just gonna start living fucking crazy again now? Because there's like that woman in China is like 120, she's just out doing shit, just out there living her life and shit. Can she drive again? They give her license back at 115. Like, damn, I cannot believe you're still out here.
Hey, we gotta dwindle down your chances, so here's a license.
This is it's insane, frankly. It's kind of frightening that you're still alive. We'd like to put you back behind the wheel.
It's weird because, like, you know, it's like, I don't know, there's granny porn.
I was just about to say, that fucking disturbs me deeply.
Why?
Because,
I mean, they're human.
Yeah, but do you know how many old people I deal with on a daily basis that aren't even really sure about the most simple things they're doing at the store I work at? Like,
you never met an old person that you just
wanted to
had a weird had a weird moment in your brain where you're like showing them a book, you're like, I could kiss you right now.
No, fuck no. I still, dude, I don't believe that. I've just gotten to the point where I am accepting of the fact that, like, people who are, and this isn't even like, but you know, when you realize like the people you're attracted to are actually like your age, and like, okay, so like you never feel your age, right? Like you never feel like an adult, but when you realize that the people you're attracted to are like full blown adults, it just, it's a weird, like the, like, do you know what I mean? Like everyone our age has kids and has kids and like careers. We're not chasing after floozies and skirts. You know what I mean? We're not chasing after dames in distress. We're not chasing after college cuties. We're not chasing after barely legal broads. We're not chasing after cutie pie cummerbunds, you know, or whatever. We're chasing after adults because that's what we're into. But when I was a kid, I was not trying to look at porn of anybody older than like 21, bro. Cause it just, I was like, you look old enough to be like somebody in authority over me. I'm not feeling this. You know what I'm saying?
I just like,
do you know what I mean?
It's like it all.
At what point did you like start typing in MILF as like a go-to or busty curvy? Cause you're like, then you're like, there's no way they can be young.
I don't know. 14, 15.
You're searching for what now?
Right, MILFs and stuff like that.
My bad. I thought you said you searched. I thought I asked you what you searched for, and you said, I don't know, 14, 15.
You're asking what my bad was.
Yeah, so for me, that didn't happen.
That's crazy, though, dude. It didn't like, happen. How accessible it is for anybody under the age, you know?
I don't like that shit. So I don't really like the internet for that shit anymore because I'm married. So, like, I just watch the old VHSs that I have.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when we were kids, how easy it was to watch porn.
Oh, it's easier now.
How easy it is to watch it. Not, yeah, I know. I'm just that's saying. It's saying. So bizarre.
No, I'm not saying. That's exactly what I was saying. It's
man, being minors watching it, not being overage watching
I'm saying I just don't. I don't like the internet pornography world anymore. It seems very seedy. Just enough has come out about it where I'm like, ah, this kind of sucks.
Yeah, no, it's like, dude, like, yeah, and like,
too many variables. There's too many documentaries where people are like, and then I was forced to do porn for a decade. And you're like, well, holy fuck, how many of you are there? I'm not into this anymore. Yeah. I'm basically in a porn over here with these fucking shorts. God bless. Am I pulling a Basic Instinct when they see the Deenda?
You watch internet porn. Don't think
that's what I just said. I got it all on VHSs now. Of course, I'm not being all hot and bothered, but I am being all high and mighty, and I do want to say, put your dick away, gentlemen. It's time to stop. No nut November, guys. Let's do it, and then not nut for the next month too. Let's just not nut. Joel,
you're so full of shit. Sometimes.
What do you think? Dude, hey, do you think we could start? Listen, do you think we could start a movement where everybody just edges for like the next decade, and then we'll all just come together and spray some ropes in like a decade? It would literally be, it would go down in history as the dopest thing anybody ever did with cum.
I'm just blown away that you pretty much just said out like to.
No, I didn't say I don't watch customers. Internet porn. I said it sketches me out. Porn. I said it sketches me out. I didn't say I don't watch it. I said it sketches me out, and it's I'm like, starting to not like it anymore.
Everybody that listens to this go like, oh, I guess I can't watch internet porn.
That's not what it's I like, said. That's not what I fucking said. Do you guys hear this? Hey, you guys hear how he's putting words in my mouth? That's not what I said.
You got a big old mouth, that's for fucking sure. All right, guys, don't forget.
Wait, we got 2 minutes before the hour mark. Why would you do that?
What? Are you serious? Just
kidding. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Like and subscribe. If you click here, it'll be to the channel, and where Joel's pointing, it'll be to the
last week's episode.
Yeah. Sure. Last week's episode. And be sure to leave a 5-star comment, like, comment, listen to us on all the platforms, and please leave reviews. It really help us out. Thanks, everybody.
And sorry.
And click the bell.
Sorry about last week's episode. Love you. Bye.
Hopefully it's been bad. Bye. What?